Thank you for calling customer support. This is Andrew in the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi. I was a charge in my checking account. I want removed. I do not remember. Or we didn't do the Dyson contest thing.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Letha, L-E-T-H-A, Kaplinger, C-A-P-L-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Okay, this order originated on December 29th of last year, and it was, can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Okay, and of course it is for the Bytes Hub app. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner and got to the product page and ordered the app.
What kind of thing is it?
It's an app. It's a fitness app. It helps you plan healthier meals. Yes, ma'am. It was emailed to you at lglc76@comcast.net.
Somebody hacked me then.
Okay. Well, this order was verified, so the only thing we can do is cancel the account, and we've done that.
How was the order verified?
According to the company, this is a call center. So we're following the company's protocols. According to the company, this was a verified order, and it was, this is pretty much a non-refundable account because they verified the order with the customer, and that according to the information here, is for Letha Kaplinger.
Yeah, I'm Letha Kaplinger, but I did not do that, no.
Okay. Well, the previous person has already closed the account. That is the extent of what we can do here. So the company won't charge you again next month.
This is the first time I've ever been charged.
Okay. Well, this, like I said, this order can't be refunded. So it's a subscription. So they're planning to charge you next month. But she's closed. The previous person that you spoke with has already closed the account, so they won't be able to charge you next month.
What's the name of the company?
The PH Balance Consulting Company is the manufacturer of the product, but it is the Bytes Hub app. Like I said, it's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It's designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
No.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, I'm saying this is the first month we've been charged for this. If this happened back in December, I would have had a charge for January and February. I didn't have a charge in January and February. I have a charge now, March 1st.
Okay. I see no reference to a March 1st charge yet.
Well,
this charge may have just hit your account, but it was initiated on the 27th. So it may not have shown on your account until the 1st because the charge was requested on the 27th, according to what I see, which would have been on the weekend.
Then I should have had one in January, and I didn't. Nothing showed up on our account in February.
Okay. Well, like I said, we have very limited role. We can only close the account. The account is closed, and we can't refund anything.
What's the number to the company? Because I want a refund.
We don't have a number to the company. We're their call center, so we're following their policies and procedures. But I can give you their email support line. That's the only other contact information we have to share.
Get it.
Give me it.
It is CS@GRABB. Are you ready? Are you there?
I'm there. I'm doing it. CS.
Okay.
Romeo Alpha Bravo.
I.
India.
T as in Tom. E as in Edward.
Okay.
S as in Sam.
Okay.
H as in Harry. U as in umbrella. B as in boy. .com.
Right.
Okay, Ms. Kaplinger, this is we've closed the account, so there won't be anymore, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.